Hablar del pasado, yo creo que ya hemos presentado todo. Hablemos un poco del futuro. ¿Ella cómo siente que en medio de esta tristeza, despedida por la reina, se está recibiendo al nuevo rey?
Miss, thanks so much for your time with us at W Radio this morning. We'd like to begin by asking you the following. We've spoken, you know, about the past, the last couple of hours, remembering the queen, but now we would like to speak about the future. So the question for you is, you know, as the United Kingdom and the Britons mourn the death of Queen Elizabeth II, how do you feel that the new kingdom with King Charles III is going to take place and adjust in the United Kingdom?
Well, we have just seen King Charles III catch a plane from Aberdeen Airport down to London. His first meeting will be with the Prime Minister, Liz Truss, and then tomorrow he will be going to the accession and will be officially appointed king. He's obviously already king. I think that his mother, he trained him very well. He's been auditioning for the role for 73 years and is very experienced and very knowledgeable about what it entails.
Pues nos dice que el rey Carlos III pues cogió un avión a Londres, va a tener su primera reunión con Liz Truss, la primera ministra, y luego será oficialmente el rey, aunque ya lo es. Nos dice que su madre lo entrenó bastante bien, viene audicionando o haciendo esta audición por 73 años para este papel, para este rol de rey, así que él tiene la experiencia y sabe muy bien cómo desempeñarlo.
Muchos ahora lloran la despedida de la reina de Inglaterra, a quien dicen que fue la que ayudó a unir al Reino Unido hoy en una situación que se queda un poquito preocupante. Usted, como experta en la familia real que ha seguido tanto su labor, ¿cómo ve esa unión? ¿Cómo trabajó la reina para tener al Reino Unido así de unido y en especial a la monarquía?
Miss Joseph, now that the United Kingdom and the Britons are mourning the death of the Queen, many will say that she was one that helped unite this kingdom, the United Kingdom. As a royal expert, how do you see that the Queen was able to bring this union upon her kingdom?
Well, I think she has dedicated herself to the service of the country obviously more than 70 years, and this is her Platinum Jubilee year, and I think that she has always put Britain first in everything she's done. She was deeply religious and very humble, and she endeared herself not only to the nation, but she endeared herself to the Commonwealth and the international stage.
Pues nos dice que ella dedicó su vida al país, se dedicó y ofreció todo el servicio a este país por más de 70 años. Ella puso como prioridad al Reino Unido. El Reino Unido fue primero que todo y todo lo hizo pensando en su país. Siempre fue muy religiosa, muy humilde y no solo se dedicó a la nación, sino al Commonwealth y también a la comunidad internacional.
Isabel II fue discreta en sus opiniones, vamos, no sabemos ni de qué equipo de fútbol era, pero en cambio el rey Carlos...
Era el Santa Fe, Rafa.
el rey Carlos sí ha dado opiniones y en cierto tono a veces político. ¿Cree que eso le va a beneficiar en un acercamiento con la ciudadanía o al contrario, lo va a alejar de sectores que eran proclives a un modelo de monarquía discreta?
Ms. Joseph, so we know that the Queen was always a very discreet monarch and that there's most opinions coming from her and we don't know about. On the other hand, when we speak about King Charles III, we see that he is a person that has been a bit more opinionated and more open about what he believes in. So the question is whether you believe that the fact that he is able to be more openly opinionated will make him perhaps a bit closer to the Britons, or if you think that that will push him away from the Britons in the sense that maybe the Britons are used to a monarchy that is discreet.
Well, I think that you have to understand that up until today, or last night, the king was the Prince of Wales, and he had to find something to do with himself, and he campaigned on issues that not only he believed in, but actually were quite prescient for the future. Things like the environment, which has always been very important to him, is something really that we all need to worry about, and something that he's been proved right about. And it's not particularly political. I think that he obviously, now he's king, he will very much take his lead from his mother, and he will not voice his opinions in public in the same way. He thinks he can draw a line under his previous opinions and move on to the role of king in the same discreet way as his mother.
Well, Miss Claudia Joseph, thank you so much for your time in W Radio. It's been a pleasure having you today in our show.
Thank you.
Bueno, pues antes de ser rey era el príncipe de Gales, así que él tenía que encontrar una causa por qué luchar, hacer campañas. Entonces él no solo creía en el impacto que podría lograr, sino que también se dedicó a hacer un cambio en diferentes temas como el medio ambiente, por ejemplo, que le preocupaba mucho, que no es un tema particularmente político, pero ahora que es rey seguramente seguirá el ejemplo de la reina Isabel II y va a empezar a tener unas opiniones mucho más discretas, o no dar su opinión de la manera como lo hacía, y lo va a manejar de la misma manera como lo hacía la reina Isabel II en público.